Maybe it all goes back to childhood, being told, don't touch this, don't go there. But there's undoubtedly an illicit allure to going where you're not supposed to be. I visited one infiltration website earlier this week, and they even had an infiltrator jargon dictionary, which included such terms as credibility prop. Which they describe as an object like a briefcase or a clipboard used to reduce suspicion. It's called infiltration, and it's a kind of urban spelunking. Infiltrators trespass through the drains or sewers of a city's industrial heart. Infiltrators trespass. They explore subways and college steam tunnels. Sure, it's illegal and it can be dangerous. Dangerous. Dangerous.
What I find interesting about it is the fact that it's in this huge city. It's just a totally public place. Anyone can get into it, but there's just no one here, you know? No one here, you know?
As I step over one of those holes, I shine my light down, but there's no visible bottom, just blackness. An old staircase winds around the outside of the building. Around and around we climb until we're almost 200 feet above the street. The view? Stunning. The sky dome lit up like a giant ball, and the headlights of the car speeding on the Gardiner Expressway. Look like strobe lights.
I thought it was a security guard.
Why?
Well, I couldn't quite make out what he was saying, but he was like pointing the lamp to where he he had a light flashlight.
The scare was only James, one of the infiltrators who split off from the group. Picks up a piece of glass and drops it in.
You can't see Toronto from any other places for free at this height, unless you get chased by security up a building.
And that's when it hit me. I wasn't expecting beauty when I came here. Sound of the glass or the view of the city all lit up. I've always seen beauty in nature, you know, the trees or the forest. And then, like when hikers bag a peak, we take off our packs and sit. The wind is howling. There are no walls or guardrails between us and the biggest city in Canada, lit up like a bonfire. It's one of the most beautiful views I've ever seen.
there's an element of danger, which you don't really get anywhere else in the urban landscape. I mean, society's building what they consider a safe sanctuary from, say, the outside world. All the safety constraints don't exist here, and you know, in the drains underground. If we get injured, you know, it's our problem to deal with.